Mangroves are trees and shrubs that live in saltwater estuaries and along sheltered coastlines. They are considered one of the planet's most important ecosystems, but they are disappearing worldwide. So, an indigenous conservation group is working to protect some of the northernmost mangroves on the continent. From the Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports.
Eliseo Barnett starts the motor on a small blue and white boat, or panga, and begins the short trip from the little town of Punta Chueca to the vast Isla del Tiburón, the largest island on the Gulf of California and part of the indigenous Comcaq territory. It's a warm, sunny afternoon. Waves lash the side of the boat, and wind whips Erica Barnett's straight black hair across her face as she watches dozens of herons, seagulls, and small coastal birds bask in the shallow waters just off the shore. Beyond them stretches a dense mass of green leaves, part of a huge mangrove estuary on Tiburón Island. It's one of about a dozen interconnected stands on the Infiernillo Channel, a narrow stretch of ocean between the island and the Sonoran coast, all Comcaq territory. Mangroves cover nearly 2,400 acres of the channel.
Es como un kinder, hazte cuenta.
Barnett, a local conservation leader, calls the mangrove forest a kind of kindergarten or nursery, providing a protected habitat for important marine species like crabs, shrimp, and fish, as well as birds and sea turtles. That's important for a fishing town like Punta Chueca.
Si se acaba el manglar, se va a acabar la pesca para nosotros.
Eliseo Barnett is Erica's cousin and a member of her conservation team. He says if mangroves die out, so does fishing, and his family's livelihood depends on the species that shelter in the mangroves' tangled roots. More than that, he says caring for this region is a value passed down from his ancestors.
Somos un grupo.
So though their conservation group is small, he says, they're doing big things, starting with collecting mangrove papagules, the long, slender, green and brown stalks that grow from mangrove flowers. Walking along the beach on Tiburón Island, Erica Barnett occasionally stoops down to pick up a stray mangrove papagule. She collects the ones that wash ashore.
Es muy importante agarrarlas de la orilla porque esos son los que se secan.
Rescuing them is an idea that came to her years ago, watching them wither on the beach near her childhood home.
Se nos ocurrió agarrarlos y guardarlos.
Her family propagated the plants and took them to the El Paraíso estuary. The conservation team's current project is much the same, but on a larger scale, propagating some 6,000 plants each summer.
Yo creo que el cambio climático es uno de los factores más fuertes.
Barnett says climate change is a major factor impacting mangrove forests. Increased heat, drought, and rising sea levels are taking a toll on the plants.
It's the extreme of extremes, my goodness.
That's ecologist Laura Smith Monti.
The mangrove stands in the Infiernillo Channel are the northernmost mangroves that occur on the West Coast, for sure.
Mangroves here push the bounds of heat and drought the plants can withstand. Climate change will test those limits even further. But this interconnected system of mangroves provides critical habitat, sequesters large quantities of carbon dioxide, and protects coasts from erosion. For the Comcaq, they're a source of food, medicine, building material, and even served as refuge for their ancestors who hid in the forest to avoid being killed or captured by Spanish colonizers. But preserving them takes time and money.
They should be paid for taking care of this little place on Earth that is so important.
That isn't easy, but she's helped secure funds to build a simple greenhouse where Barnett and her team grow their plants. Inside the small wooden structure, halved Coke bottles are strung up in neat rows from floor to ceiling on every wall, filled with thousands of plants. A cat named Chocolatita dozes in one corner. Barnett calls her the greenhouse guardian. She pulls some of the plants out of their makeshift pots, demonstrating how she separates their red roots, keeping them from becoming tangled and difficult to plant. Reforestation is challenging. The hot, arid climate has meant using different strategies than mangrove restoration projects in other parts of the world. And strong currents and fluctuating tides in the Infiernillo Channel have washed away smaller reforested plants.
Pero ya, estamos aprendiendo mucho.
It's been a learning process, Barnett says. This year, she'll let the plants grow larger, following advice from one of the few other mangrove conservation teams in the region. Looking out at the mangroves, she says she's determined to make this project work, both for the plants and for her children,
para que mis hijos y mis sobrinos,
who she hopes will carry on her mission. Kendall Blust, KJZ News, reporting from Punta Chueca.